And now this is a dictation for Janet Ritter, R-I-T-T-E-R, December 943. Address as a letter, Dr. Anu Mohan, 810-275-0307. Dear Anu, follow-up for Mrs. Ritter. Advanced renal failure, hypertension, CHF, hypertensive cardiomyopathy. Last visit, October. No hospital visits. Gained few pounds over the winter, 148 to 152. Test to be eating well without vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding, urine without infection, cloudiness, or blood. Chronic edema, left more than right leg, stable over time, prior vein surgery. No ulcers or severe claudication symptoms. No chest pain, palpitation, syncope. Chronic back pain, no anti-inflammatory agents. Chronic dyspnea, no pyrolemma tibial hemaptysis. Prior procedure for vertebral compression fracture and cement within the last 1 year, no major benefits. Next number, does not check blood pressure at home, but in the office apparently is being okay. Next paragraph, medication list review. Notice the lisinopril, HCTC, Coric, and Norvas. No Lasix, no anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph, blood pressure was running high by the nurse, 163, 100, 160, 92, by myself, 186, 78, left-sided. No oral wishes, consolidation, pleural effusion, no gross arrhythmia, no ascites, tenderness, or masses, stable edema. No gross neurological deficit. Next paragraph, chemistries, creatinine 1.7, historically as high as 2.2. Present GFR 30, stage 3 to 4, normal sodium, potassium, acid base, normal calcium, albumin, liver function test not elevated, normal magnesium, phosphorus. Normal white blood cell platelets, anemia 11.6. Trace of protein in the urine, no blood. She does have severe peripheral vascular disease documented in the past. There has been prior low ejection fraction, mitral regurgitation. Normal size kidneys without obstruction. No documented urinary retention. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD stage 3-4, no indication for dialysis, no symptoms. Next number, hypertension, not control. This needs to be checked at home before we adjust medications. We could increase Norvas, Coric, as long as there is no severe bradycardia. We could also increase ACE inhibitors and diuretics and monitor potassium creatinine. The importance of physical activity, sodium restriction. Next number, hypertensive cardiomyopathy, previously documented low ejection fraction, no evidence of decompensation. Next number, peripheral vascular disease, no gangrene ulcer. Next number, moderate mitral regurgitation. Next number, anemia without documented external bleeding. No indication for EPO. All issues discussed with the patient. She's going to call me on the next few days with blood pressure. We will adjust it. End of dictation.